Hello, good morning. It was funny because this morning I woke up and I was putting my makeup on and I accidentally put waterproof mascara on, but I felt it was like a sign because this song is really calling me today because, what I'm about to talk about today is power, but this is my last year with Unity. So, like, I will be going off to college in a couple of months, and so it's making me really sad that it's, like, my time with, like, Unity is going to another stage, you know? And I'm so glad this year we're able to have Courtney with us and to have a great year. So I just want to tell you, thank you, Courtney. Thank you, Reverend Jill. Okay. And pardon me because I have a little sniffle because, like, I was kind of sick this week, so I will be, like, sniffing throughout what I'm saying. So I will be talking about power. Thank you. Okay. Power is one of the greatest strengths you can have as a human being. The definition of power is the ability to master, have dominion, and control. Power has influenced my daily life, especially now. Every day, we tend to make decisions for ourselves that will or will not benefit for our future. As a young teen, I didn't really get what power was, just the fact it was a position of hierarchy when it came to school or in a job. But now I know that power is something way different than what people think it is. People can mistreat the inner power they have as human beings. Like I said, in our daily lives, we can also diminish the power we have inside of us every single day. Judgment weakens our power. I recently felt the first hand when I noticed myself casually trash-talking a classmate. I wasn't necessarily saying anything really mean or untrue, but after, I didn't feel myself, or I felt disgusted with myself, I'll say that. And my energy was very delicate at that point. I believe that sometimes people don't have what is called power. As a regular teenager, I love to read little articles about self-love and appreciation to make me feel better about myself. I stumbled upon a book named Miracles Now by Gabrielle Bernstein. She gives it tips about life-changing tools that can help what I call the better you. She explains that our energy is more powerful than we can imagine. Our energy flows when it comes in the way we speak, text, and our physical presence. Power is so strong that when we function from hatred or a low energetic state, it can literally hurt our world. But when we function in a place with positive energy, the world becomes more positive, like right now. I started to implement that in my life and to notice the vibe around me and to control it made me feel more powerful within myself and the people surrounding me. If there was a negative energy, I know that I had the power to raise a better energy within and my own energy that can help me and obviously others. Something I use to help my inner power grow is my authentic truth. To be true to myself when I felt out of alignment with myself and my surroundings. to ignore them, but to actually notice why I didn't want to stay true to myself, meaning I had to pay close attention to the differences in how I feel. It has helped me to control my inner self and release what is my true power. As I share this with y'all, I hope y'all learned about what the true meaning of power is. Our community, and especially our world, needs more people realizing their true power and purpose. We need to shine bright with one another. We need this world to shine with our power. Thank you. And obviously this power, called me when it came to actually talking about it, but there is obviously some powers that I need in my life, it's hard to, what's the word, articulate, but I guess, yeah. But something that I actually really need in my life right now is order. Because we were talking about it, my mom and me in the car, that we just need order in our life, because I'm a very disorganized person. I'm thinking everywhere, and especially that I'm growing, I need to bring more order into my life. And that's it. Thank you.
I'm saying hi for my sister because she can't be here today and she's feeling really sick. But the power that I chose to talk about was imagination. And lately my life has been kind of like an obstacle course, one thing after the next popping up in my face. I moved to Wimberley, which was awesome. I love my new house. I moved schools. And the second day of school, me and my boyfriend of almost a year broke up. And I was failing algebra, and my mom didn't feel like I was giving her enough connection and attention. I felt like my life was slowly falling apart. So in this last couple of weeks, I know that y'all have been learning about the chakras as well as us, specifically the first three. So 2 weeks ago, Courtney asked us to go through our day and imagine everyone we encounter as a light being, seeing their energy, whether it's an icky energy that you don't want to be around, or whether it's someone that's so full of joy that you never want to not be around them. So thinking about imagination as a spiritual power and how it's showing up in my life, I thought about the way that I cope with things when they seem to be disorganized and hectic. And where did I go? So I like to visualize my future, and that's how I cope with things. I close my eyes and I imagine the best version of Grace possible. And that's who I really am. And I just let go of any part of me that doesn't believe it. Buddha said, "What you think, you become." And if I'm actively thinking about the best version of myself possible, that's who I become. If I'm what you feel, you attract. I was feeling hopeless and scattered, and so that's what I attracted in my life. The people, the kind of people that live and operate that way in their life, and that kind of relationship with my mom. What you imagine, you create. So I sat down and I planned out what I wanted my life to look like in every aspect. Now at IYOU in July, we spent a week focusing on the 12 powers, and we learned not only what the powers can look like when they are underdeveloped and how to continue to develop them, but what they look like if they are overdeveloped. And now is the next step to make sure that I can find a balance between visualizing what I want my life to look like and who I want to be, and focusing on the future to the point where I'm not able to be fully present. So that's where I'm at with my life right now, and I haven't gotten to the next step, so I'll update y'all when I do.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Dylan, and the power I chose was understanding. The Unity website defines understanding as the ability to know, perceive, and comprehend divine ideas. Understanding does not mean that we have to comprehend everything the world brings to us, but instead to acknowledge and understand that God is present in every moment. There are two different kinds of understanding, spiritual and physical. Both of these can be used regularly in our daily lives. Everyone attains understanding in different ways. Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore said in his book, The Revealing Word, there are two different ways of getting understanding. One is by following the guidance of spirit that dwells within, and the other is to go blindly ahead and learn by hard experience. Like Fillmore said, the way people achieve spiritual understanding depends on the person. In his famous book, The 12 Powers of Man, Fillmore elaborates more on achieving understanding, saying, "Spiritual understanding is developed in a multitude of ways. No two persons have exactly the same experience. One may be a Saul, to whom the light comes in a blinding flash, while to another, the light may come gently and harmoniously. The sudden breaking forth of light indicates the existence of stored up reservoirs of spiritual experience gained from previous lives. Even though we mainly use spiritual understanding to help comprehend divine ideas, we can also apply it in our daily lives. For me, having spiritual understanding helps when facing hectic and challenging moments. Having the understanding of knowing that everything is in divine order and knowing that there is a greater plan at work helps bring ease in those hectic moments. Spiritual understanding also helped me when I was angry at God and spirit for having a brother with Down syndrome and autism. Seeing other kids who had typically developing siblings would sting, and it caused me to be angry at God and wishing that I had a typically developing brother. Using the power of understanding, I was able to understand that Brian is my brother for a reason. Spiritual understanding played a big role in changing my mindset about having a brother with special needs. I went from a mindset of jealousy of other kids who had typically developing siblings to appreciating all the good that having a sibling with special needs brings. Whenever I'm feeling like I'm lacking understanding, I turn within and meditate. Also, using physical understanding has helped me in my life. It can be used in any situation, whether that be in school or at work. As a freshman in high school, using understanding has been important for me. I always attempt to do my best in school, so whenever I get a grade that I'm not happy with, I use understanding to see why I got the grade and to trust spirit within that everything is in divine order. Also, when I'm learning something new, the power of understanding helps me when I'm comprehending a new topic. Using understanding allows me to succeed in school and be the best student that I can be. I have also been able to share my understanding with others. Whenever a friend reaches out asking for help on a certain topic in school, I can use my personal understanding of the topic to assist them. In closing, using the power of understanding has helped me comprehend more of Unity's main message and has helped me see the world in a new, unique way. If the world had more understanding, I think the world would be a lot better place.
So I was just told to come up here and speak about whatever I wanted because I don't have a script. I have nothing. So I have about 5 minutes before security comes to get me. So, what am I going to talk about? Let's see what we got. I think I'm going to talk about levels and layers today. Energy layers. Now, let me take you back to a darker time in my life. There was a time in my life when I was suicidal. It was a very dark time, but I learned a lot from it, and I learned a lot about society and about the way layers work, layers of society work. So I'll get back to how it all happened, but I ended up going to a mental hospital, and I stayed for about a week. During that time, I really got to see what the system is like for people who are in that situation. There was a guy there who I became good friends with. His name was Keith. He's a big, big, tall, black guy. Really nice guy. Awesome guy. He had been in there about 6 times, just coming in over and over again. I mean, the help that they give you there, it isn't enough. They don't give enough help. And, you know, it frustrates me. It upsets me that that can happen. There was another guy, another kid. His name was David. He was about 13, but he looked like he could be 10 or 9. He just looked so young. He pretty much had ADHD, so he was very hyper, talked a lot, had good intentions, good heart, but a lot of people were annoyed with him. He got bullied a lot. He told me the reason he was in there was because he apparently had a fight with his sister, and his parents decided to throw him into a mental hospital for that, which is just stupid. You shouldn't do that. I mean, it's just like... But it was such an interesting experience to go down and to see this lower level, you know, this lower level of society where people get put into this situation. You know, we're so used to living up here when there's so much more complexity going down underneath. And I think I'll leave you with this. At one point when I was suicidal, before I went to the mental hospital, there was a few times where I tried to kill myself. And during those times, I felt this energy that was there, sort of watching me, sort of, I don't know, helping me, preventing anything bad from happening. There was one time where I was trying something, and my mother, as she tells me, just woke up for seemingly no reason. And instantly came to find me. And I feel like that was that energy, you know, just coming, trying to save me. And there was another time where I tried to electrocute myself. And when I went up to touch these power lines, nothing happened. I was safe. You know, there was no shock, there was nothing. I was... okay, and I think that was that energy, that force, that consciousness that was trying to save me. So, thank you guys.
How good are you blessed today? I'm at a loss for words, and you know that doesn't happen very often. But I'm so touched by all of you for your willingness to show us your hearts, to show us what it's like to be wide open and to know that you stand daily on a line in which you can shift either way, just like the rest of us. And I thank you. I thank you for teaching us today and reminding us what it's like to have a heart that is still malleable, a heart that is still willing, a heart that is still growing, just like all of us. Thank you. Let's pray for a moment, shall we? Today, let's call everyone in our consciousness into a circle that we've created here in this room. We're going to put our young people right in the middle. And Courtney, as she begins her new leadership, and all of you who are called to join in working with all of our children, from our babies to our graduates. And we're going to bring in our friends who have gone through physical struggles lately, emotional struggles. Why don't we call into our circle the mass of people from NAMI yesterday who walked from the Long Center to the Capitol and back as advocates for the awareness of good mental health care in our society. Let's bring all those people in for their good intentions and their power. Let's bring into this circle the educators of our children, spiritual educators, academic educators, parents. And today, it would be most helpful if we bring our friend Susan Cranshaw into our circle. Our Susan has had a terrific physical struggle, but I can tell you with every ounce of certainty in me that Susan's spirit and mind and personality are intact. As I was with her yesterday and we prayed together, she repeated over and over again that every cell in her body was built for healing. Every cell. And I have her permission to report to you that the breakfast scrambled eggs at her hospital really suck. And so bring your laughter into this circle of prayer too, because it does us well if we pray with light hearts. And so in this great circle that we've created, and you just bring everybody in that occurs to you, all the ones you love, all the ones you struggle with, all the ones from whom you might be estranged, your neighbors, your acquaintances, your coworkers, your family, those who have passed beyond this place, bring them all into this circle. And we are light bearers in this great circle, and there is nothing that can stop that great powerful energy of blessing, of healing. That same energy that made sure that our beloved Ben Pearson is still here with us. That all of us are here. So let your heart just pour forth that golden light of love and healing and positive regard and forgiveness and goodness. The circle cannot be broken. We can only add to it. So, loving God, we give thanks that we have in us the spirit of truth, the spirit of confidence, the spirit of oneness, for surely we are one. We are one. From cradle to grave and beyond, we are one. And so bring your hands together. Our namaste to our circle and everyone in it, our whole world. We say the Christ in me beholds the Christ in you. The divine in me beholds the divine in you. And we are one. Namaste. Namaste. And so we release anything that is not like the truth. We release our prayers. We release all our beloveds to their highest good. And we say, thank you, God. And so it is.